been researching CERN for about 25 years, and in the last 5 to 6 years with some increased intensity. Again, borrowing the pun that you threw out earlier, but CERN has really captivated my attention in the hobby world of physics. I like to cover physics and philosophy, science in general, religion in general. I'm not a preacher, but I think the best way to sum up what I do is I really try to translate the arcane science, whether it be physics or DNA, biology, whatever, to a manageable framework that people can wrap their heads around. And I would consider myself more of an intuitive researcher into the areas of science than a classically trained physicist, for example. But I do have years and years of study to where I think I can handle the translation, but not necessarily the mathematics of it all. The mathematics is just a language, a way to explain in shorthand what the theory that is being postulated. And so, for example, Einstein, he was an intuitive scientist, and he would work through his idea, including the equations in his mind, and then he would go to pen and paper or to the chalkboard and write out the actual equations that represented what he understood intuitively. Now, we're not, you and I, applying the mathematics, but I think we're following in much the same footsteps that Einstein did in terms of methodology. But my testimony is, I'm doing this not for me. I'm simply a witness. I'm simply following his prompting that he really hit me hard about 5 years ago, and then about, well, it's been almost 4 years now, he really put it on my heart to start writing. And I had never even attempted to write a book before. Now I have two and a third in the works. But it isn't me. I'm just following what he leads me to, the rabbit holes of research that I go through. And he has impressed upon me that CERN has become the focal point, but then, like the hub of a wheel, many areas of science radiate out from that center point. And that's why I tend to cover a broad, diverse area within the realm of science itself. Well, relativity, we think of Einstein again. Let's say a competing theory, which is the electric universe, the model of the universe being comprised of plasma, electric plasma, and that the forces that are involved are electromagnetic forces, as opposed to perhaps talking about the gravity model. Einstein, in his theory of relativity, was focused upon gravity, the speed of light, of course, and trying to come up with a unified theory for the universe to explain all of the forces between energy, particles, waves, frequency, that type of thing, on top of his studies of light and how gravity affects light, in particular the bending of light as it moves through the vast distances of the universe. Sort of a competing theory, and I always like to cite my sources. I'm not a spokesperson for the Thunderbolts Project, but the Thunderbolts Project is a group of scientists, multidisciplinary gentlemen and ladies, who've put forth a thesis that I hold as a valid one, that the universe is comprised of this electric plasma, and that we see electromagnetic attractions and repulsions taking place between the planets. And this functions down at the quantum level as well as at the macro level throughout the universe. And we'll get into discussing that more, but most of the time when we hear things that are being presented from CERN about the Large Hadron Collider and particle physics, what they put out for public consumption is really the gravity-based model, and I'll define that more specifically as black holes, dark matter, and dark energy, whereas the electric universe has a different explanation for that. Yeah, there is the material world, and then there's the spiritual world. You cannot separate the spiritual from the physical, and yet modern science does try to do exactly that. In the public venue, for public consumption, they'll speak of pure science and try to debunk or minimize any discussion of spirituality, the creator, certainly God. And if you bring up the word occult, they all raise their hands and say, no, we're not doing any of that sort of stuff. This is pure science, pure research. And yet the three of us, we agree, and we have been digging into and revealing sorry about the pun, but illuminating the occult practices that really do drive the pure science. I think the track that we're going down here is the fact that, as I have said many times, we in the modern times, we have lost many of the spiritual tools and the spiritual sensitivities that the ancients practiced and had as a capability or a set of skills that they were able to use to communicate with entities in another dimension, to gain information, to gain guidance even from other spiritual realms and spiritual entities. And many of the religions, many of the occult practices are very overt in presenting their their philosophy that they are communicating with other entities. So this covers a broad spectrum of cultures and religions throughout recorded history. What's different in these times is that because of the lack of these skill sets to tap in a spiritual way with another dimension, they are trying to utilize technology on a vast scale to reach into another dimension. And as I'm going to kind of leap ahead a little bit here, but their goal, their purpose with the LHC, among many other applications of the machine, is to create what I call the freeway. They're trying to open a dimensional portal that is stable and has the throughput, if you will, to bring in vast numbers of spiritual entities into our realm. Now, some people like Stuart Swerdlow and some others will say they're trying to, as you pointed out, level the playing field or bring the dimensions on the same level or on par with one another, that they're trying to bring other dimensions into the same, let's say, frequency range or same dimension as ours, that all of them will be one and the same rather than having multiple layers or multiple dimensions. The point here is that they are trying to create a large macro scale form of communication with the other side, with another dimension or multiple dimensions, rather than just the small portals that do exist around the planet where there are just individual and short-term connections to the other side. Now, to their information gathering, they are gathering information from the other side. We can talk about Tesla. We can talk about other scientists that have done the same. Many people want to say that there's reverse engineering of UFOs that leads to a lot of the technology. There's a whole spectrum that we can go into. But the way I like to congeal things down and make it, you know, digestible for people, the LHC is Tesla. Virtually all of Tesla's hidden technologies that were stolen the last few days of his life are being manifest and reproduced and utilized at CERN today. And going back to the electric universe, the plasma, the tapping into the ether, as Tesla put it, that's what CERN's all about. It's all about Tesla, quantum entanglement. And that's what Einstein said, spooky action at a distance. And the basic premise is if you have a particle light years away or even close to you in, let's say, a mile distance, these particles can communicate with each other. If you act upon a particle here in this location, an identical particle, and this is where supersymmetry, the theory of it, comes into play, the same action or reaction will take place at a distance as if the two are connected physically. And I think that what we're describing here, and when we talk about the universe being comprised of plasma, the plasma is the medium. It is the ether. And that provides that form of communication, that modality of communication, even light years apart. And Dr. Stephen Hawking, of his fear, his concern, again, the pun with CERN, he's not so much worried about the creation of black holes. Now, a lot of people have associated black holes with Hawking. Again, these are just theoretical. No one has ever been able to actually prove by measuring and reproducing black holes, whether you look at it on a cosmological scale and say, oh, well, that's a black hole that we're observing. You cannot actually prove that it's a black hole with the instruments that we have. With that said, Hawking has said, I'm paraphrasing, but he says, I'm not so much concerned about them creating microscopic black holes or large ones. I'm worried about them creating vacuum bubbles, a bubble that would instantaneously, at the speed of light, envelop the Earth, if not the entire universe.